Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this week, we continued on in our story through John chapter 4. And at the end of last week, Jesus pointed out to this woman her relationship status, that she had been married multiple times, that she was now living with a man that she wasn't married to. And the Samaritan woman responds to Jesus in verse 19 by saying this, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." She says, "Sir, I can tell that you're a prophet. You obviously have some supernatural insight and understanding from God in order to know those details about my life." But what I want you to notice is that she immediately redirects the conversation away from herself and away from her situation. And instead, she turns it into a theological conversation. She says, "Our ancestors worshipped here on this mountain, but your people believe that we must worship God in Jerusalem." Now, I think this woman was probably genuinely curious about this. Here was this man, this prophet, who may be able to settle this debate for her. But my guess is that she was also avoiding the conversation about her relationships, because Jesus was getting a little too personal for her. He was pressing on this area of shame and embarrassment in her life. And so in order to keep herself from feeling exposed, she goes into theology mode. And she starts a debate because she doesn't want to deal with what's going on in her life. You see, during his ministry, Jesus interacted with a lot of different people in a lot of different situations. He interacted with lepers and religious leaders, with wealthy people, with social outcasts. And with each person, he would press on their area of vulnerability and weakness. Not to shame them, not to humiliate them, but to expose their brokenness and show them their need for a savior. And you see, he does the same thing with us. He presses on those areas of vulnerability and brokenness in our life, not because he's being mean to us or trying to embarrass us, but because he wants to heal us. He wants to restore those broken areas in our life. But just like this Samaritan woman, we often have our ways of trying to sidestep Jesus. We have our ways of avoiding getting too real and too personal with him. Maybe for you, you take the same approach as this woman. Whenever you sense that God is trying to do something in your life, and whenever things start to get a little too real or too personal for you, you object with questions and hypotheticals that you know can't really be answered. It's your defense mechanism to avoid being honest with yourself. You'll say, "Yeah, I know I have this problem, but what about this or what about that?" Maybe for you, you try to drown out God's voice and God's activity in your life with busyness and distraction. You hate being still. You hate being silent because it starts to surface stuff in your heart. And so you fill your calendar with endless activity where you're rushing from one thing to the next, and you're always on your phone, or you always have the TV on. You're always listening to a podcast because you don't want to be still and hear what God is trying to say to you. Maybe for you, you try to numb yourself with some sort of substance or addictive behavior because you don't want to feel the pain in your life. You don't want to deal with what's going on in your heart. And so instead of dealing with it, you escape by just not feeling anything at all. Listen, we all have our ways of trying to avoid God's work in our life, of trying to keep him at arm's length. And so a question I would love for you to consider today is this: have you been avoiding the work that Jesus wants to do in your life? Have you been avoiding the work that Jesus wants to do in your life? You know, maybe just like the Samaritan woman, Jesus has been trying to get your attention recently. And he's been pressing on some areas of vulnerability. Your marriage, your finances, your priorities, some hidden sin or habit. And your response to that is that you've been running, you've been hiding, you've been resisting because you don't want to get uncomfortable. You don't want to let Jesus into your business, into your mess. But maybe today is the day that you finally stop trying to avoid him and resist him, and you allow him to do the good work that he wants to do in your life, to do a work in your heart. And so I'd love to take a moment to pray for you and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so God, we thank you just for the reminder here from John chapter 4 that you are a God who pursues us, you are a God who knows us, and you are a God who draws near to our mess. God, you're not embarrassed or ashamed of it. You're not put off by it, God, but you want to clean up and heal those messy, broken parts of our life. And so, Lord, if there's a work you're trying to do in our life and in our heart, God, my prayer is that we would not run from that or resist it or hide, but God, that we would surrender to you and allow you to do what you desire in our life. Father, we love you, and we pray all of this in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.